welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Unsung Gamers Podcast. I am your host, Rico, a.k.a. Phantom Recon, and we have a full show here today. We have a full panel here today. We're going to go with starting with my brother, Shadow Alchemist X.
Hey, hey, hey.
And then joining us back up again, making his grand return, is Red Dragon, a.k.a. Tonyo.
What's up, y'all?
Also returning from visiting his son, and thank you for your service, Jermaine Jr. We got El Tacoma, a.k.a. Jermaine.
What's up, Ma?
And also we can't forget about our other host, Buttered Biscuits.
What's up, everybody? Whoop,
whoop. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I'm sure it's been a week now, and I'm sure y'all have either seen gameplay, y'all seen pictures of it, y'all probably heard people talk about it, and if you're planning on playing it, I really recommend it. But the game I'm talking about is Spider-Man 2. Now, we are going to talk about it, but I'm definitely not going to I'm trying not to give any spoilers away. I'm just going to talk more about the gameplay and, I guess, so far what I've experienced so far. I will say I haven't beaten it yet, but it's been a great, great game. And like my brother said, or actually one of my friends actually called me the day before and asked me if I took the day off, because like, I told him I didn't, but I did get the game as soon as it came out. And yeah, I did. I was able to play it the first day when it came out. And yes, it is definitely everything that I expected it to be. And like I said before, I'm definitely taking my time with it. I'm definitely avoiding social media as much as possible, because I know folks are already talking about it, or if not already beaten it, and just, you know, throwing spoilers left and right, and I'm trying to avoid it as much as possible.
TikTok's notorious bad for it right now. Like, I'm having to skip videos left and right.
See, and that's why I'm avoiding social media. So, but before I start, I want to let Tonyo play, because I know Tonyo, you were able to play it. You came over the other day and got to play at least the first part or first level, I guess, if you can call it a level. I guess, what did you think about it?
Well, okay, without talking about any spoilers, right? It felt right. The same, you know, the gameplay just carried on from the previous ones, and oh man, but the graphics, woo, looking really good there. Everything was smooth, everything looked crisp, soft textures, but yeah, you can definitely tell that they added a little bit more to, you know, the power aspect of both the characters. But I really like how in the previous games, the battles would continue, you know, with having, you know, the environment involved. And I can say that they have definitely kept that up right here. And the trailer definitely gave it justice of what I guess the first few minutes of it was. And I really enjoyed it. And definitely trying not to look at social media and get spoilers on the story, because I'm actually really into the story for the games on these right here.
Yeah, and as for me, I have a buddy of mine, and shout out to Johnny Five Arcade out there. He actually got it too. I think he got it right after I did, because I was just telling him about it. And I also know he's a big Spider-Man fan too, so I knew he was gonna get it. But he did get it, and he's actually enjoying it too. But I think he's kind of going through the whole main story first. But for me, I'm trying to just enjoy everything. I'm doing the side quests. I'm fighting every bad guy I come across. Just because, like, I don't know. Like, it's my job as Spider-Man. And I also want to level up, too. And, you know, I'm doing it so much, I forget I have those points that where you can level up in the game. And I don't even know what the highest level is, but I'm already pretty high. I don't want to say too much. But I will say that in these side missions, it isn't just regular side missions. There's side missions that are, you know, I would be honest, it's a bit slow. I will say that. But there's other parts where you come across, I will say, other foes that I wasn't expecting to come across. So definitely interesting on that. So don't skip the side quests. They're pretty cool. And again, you just have to guess. You might come across something where you're like, oh, this one, you know, not that great. Or you'll come across one where you're like, oh man, wow, that was amazing. But I mean, I'm probably like maybe like 15% in, and I've played maybe a good 10 hours into the game. Nice. And again, I would be able to do more, but adulting, you know, it's been difficult, but I try my best to find time to play it. But I mean, that's all I'm gonna say about Spider-Man 2. I'm gonna give more of a in-depth review once I actually beat it. But I did want to talk about it since it just came out. Anybody else get a chance to? Oh yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Now I'm not looking all right at these videos on social media about the story, but I did hear one thing about it, about the side quest, that this time around they feel like they're a little bit more Spider-Man-y, you know, like they bring out who Spider-Man is in the side quest a little bit more this time. Is that true?
It's on both ends. Like I will say that, because like you do play both Spider-Man, Miles Morales and Peter Parker, in case I didn't say that, my bad. But yeah, you do get to play both, and you do have the option of switching whether you want to play, you know, one or the other, in between the story.
I get it.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not that far into it. I'm sure I'll get more in depth and find out more about what you're talking about. But so far from what I've played, I want to say that holds truth to what you said.
Yeah, I don't agree with them too. But what I really like about the gameplay, though, is you can. What I was afraid of is I was afraid that Miles and Peter were going to play really close to each other. I really like how because if you play the original Spider-Man game and you played Miles Morales, they both played a little differently, but still had very similar styles. Spider-Man 2 really differentiates between Peter and Peter and Miles. It's not really much of a spoiler, really, gameplay wise, because if you've seen the trailers for it, you know, Peter has like the little mechanical arm things in his suits, like he does for the Iron Spider, and that plays into his combos and stuff like that. Where Miles relies more on his bioelectric powers, and I was like, that's really cool. I was like, that really spices up the gameplay. Where if you want like your basic, you know, beat 'em up combos, you can play as Peter. But if you want to, you know, start stringing around like electricity and some of that, you play with Miles and I'm just in love with the concept of that. It's like it gives you variety in gameplay.
Yeah, two questions for the game, Rico.
Go for it.
All right, one, and the main, I'm not sure if you have run into it yet or if it's even in the game, but are there any of those really boring, dumbass Mary Jane missions?
I think there is.
Well, I mean, I haven't come across it. Again, like, I'm not that, maybe later in the game, but as far as where I'm at, I have not come across that yet. Or yeah, maybe I won't at all. I don't know, but so far I haven't seen it. Have you?
With how the story is progressing so far, I haven't got that far into it. I don't think there's going to be time for her to really make any like big. I think she's going to be kind of like how she was in the DLCs, where she's more of a support character and investigating things, in the background and relay them to Peter or Miles. I don't think we're going to have time to see her go into those boring stealth. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, man. Those Mary Plane missions were just so damn boring, and they really slowed the flow of the game in the first game.
Yeah, I think there's going to be so much going on in this game so far, and I'm hoping I'm right. There's so much going on with, you know, it's like with the main villains and some of that and the side quests. I don't think we're going to have time to, like you said, it would slow down the progress of the game if they just did stealth missions here and there. Because, yeah, I agree. I did not like the stealth missions.
And my second question is, do you think with Miles and Peter both being in this game together, do you think later on, maybe through a DLC pack, will there be a multiplayer co-op DLC for it?
Ooh, you know, yeah.
That was something I was initially thinking would happen, because as I was playing it, I was like, man, it'd be really cool to have a co-op. So, I mean, just because I maybe
fight like multiple villains at once.
Yeah. I mean, just because I thought of it doesn't make it sound like it's an ordinary thing. But maybe they might come out with it, because I'm sure if I'm thinking it and you're thinking it, Nando, I mean, I'm sure other gamers are thinking it. Which, you know, the Spider-Man 2 creators out there, you know, if you're listening, I think I should definitely do it. And if it costs money, I'll pay for it. Because I mean, I'm really enjoying it. That's one thing I guess I wish I could. Control was that, you know, maybe I can play with Tonyo, you know, like I'll be Miles Morales, Peter Parker, or vice versa, or whatever, and just do like a quick side mission where we both, you know, fight a villain or something. I don't know, but that's a good question, and I mean, and a great idea too. I hope they do it.
It's a great idea, but I'm gonna tell you now, and it's been done, and it did not do well this year. I can tell you that now. The concept you're talking about is the exact same concept that they threw into Gotham Knights.
Yeah, but that's Gotham Knights. Now it's already a horrible game.
Same kind of concept of dropping in into like this big open world thing of like a superhero world of jumping in. I actually got to recently play Gotham Knights, and I actually enjoyed it from what I played. The storyline sucks, but the gameplay itself is fantastic. Like I could definitely see that happening for a Spider-Man game, but the logistics behind it would just be just atrocious, especially to tack it on to a single player experience.
I think it'll work out just fine the way Ghost of Tsushima did their multiplayer. Like, yeah, there's a very, very strong single player campaign to it, but there's also a very fun multiplayer aspect to it as well. That came later, like almost like what, 6 months later?
Well, yeah, I would be happy to say I'm wrong. I love Insomniac Games. I've been in love with them since the Ratchet & Clank series. And if they could throw something into a game and make it work, they can do it. They are a very talented bunch. So if they could pull off a multiplayer experience and have it be solid, I'm all for it. I would definitely pay, I don't know, shit, I'd pay $25 for that. Right, like slap that down right there. I would pay $25 for like a multiplayer expansion.
Yeah. So I haven't played, I guess, the new Gotham Knights one, but it could be because the appeal for me isn't there. However, I think, I mean, we're talking about Spider-Man here. I mean, this is probably the most, if not number one, comic book hero that everybody recognizes and knows, and versus, you know, the Gotham Knights here, you got Robin and Nightwing and all them, which, you know, again, they're cool too, but I think because they have Spider-Man, I think this one might have a more successful, again, assuming they go that route. And right now I'm saying yes, because I will buy it. Well, I mean, but then again, I'm being biased because I'm a big Spider-Man fan too, so.
Yeah, you know, go ahead.
Of course, not only that, is that when I played Gotham Knight, I got stuck playing as either like Robin Robert or Tim Drake, when I wanted to play as Red Hood, because everybody wanted to play as Red Hood. So I mean, at least with Gotham Knights, you had your choice of like four different characters, switching between like Miles Morales and Peter. Like, keeping it two player would probably be the best bet. I don't think if they did do a multiplayer expansion, keep it like that, because the fact that this is a little bit mild spoiler, because this happens in the game, and if we're talking about a multiplayer thing, I would love to see this be implemented more. When you do side missions, there's a chance you'll run into Miles or Peter, whoever you're playing as, and you team up and you solve like one of like the little like side missions, like the bank robberies or the drug deals going down, or the armed, like Miles will show up and you guys have this little banner, which I wish they would have worked more on. It just seemed like they're just kind of there and they're just saying random phrases. But I would love to see that worked on more as far as they did do a multiplayer.
Well, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I do appreciate the fact that that they're expanding on that universe, because it's a different story than like the movies. And you know, like you said, Spider-Man is my favorite superhero, and
yeah,
the fact that they're still doing it in 2023, releasing something with the next gen, right? You know, and they put all this love into this game, and I'm sure it. And it, like we said, we're talking about right now, just like we've talked about previous games in the past. It just came out and it's this good, or really good, and it should only get better as time goes on. And they can still change things, like how they changed Spider-Man's face, or they want to tweak something, they can do that later on. So where it is right now, I appreciate that from those developers, and I hope they keep doing this for other games too.
Yeah, I guess like I was reading somewhere how like you know, since Batman or Arkham Knights, the Arkham trilogy, like, you know, there hasn't been another good superhero game like that one. But luckily, you know, we do have Spider-Man and Spider-Man for, you know, Spider-Man and then Miles Morales and now Spider-Man 2. I mean, they've really kind of taken the baton here and continued that, I guess, success story of a superhero type video game. Because in a way, for me, it when I first played the either Spider-Man game, it did remind me very much of the Batman Arkham Knights trilogy. Just the fight style and everything from it. I think they took a lot from it. But I really appreciate it, and I'm glad that they did it for Spider-Man, and I'm looking forward to Wolverine that's coming up, because if it's as good as this one, like, I'm looking forward to that one too. I mean, so far I'm enjoying it. Like Tonyo mentioned earlier, I'm enjoying the story, and I'm just doing everything because I want to, I guess, do or learn everything about the story of Spider-Man 2, you know, doing the side quest, the main mission, and chasing bad guys too, using that app where you find bad guys, bad guy alert, whatever.
Yeah. See, that's why I wind up getting distracted. That's why I haven't really progressed really far in the game. Is that just like in Spider-Man's life, you go to do something, the alert comes on and there's a bank robbery going on. I was like, I gotta go do something else. Hang on, gotta go web swing over here.
Nice.
Like, things get in your way.
Yeah, same. And Jermaine, like, I know you haven't played it, but like, I guess, what are your thoughts of it? Just from, I guess, what we talked about, maybe what you've seen, through social media and all that. I guess, what do you think about it?
It actually looks really good, man. I've watched a few videos here and there, like just random missions, like nothing in order. And I'm liking the graphics, man. Like, it looks real smooth. It looks interesting. Like, it looks like they really did put more into the game and the story itself than some of the games I've seen recently. It's like, if I actually was able to, I'd probably buy it and go and play the game.
Nice. Well, I mean, and again, like, I'm not done with it, but so far right now, it's a high score for me. And again, like, I'll give a more in-depth review and once I beat it. And, you know, I guess you too, James, whenever you beat the game, you have to give us your take on it too.
Yeah, totally. It's like, if I had to go and rate it right now based on gameplay, fun factor, everything of that nature, I would definitely give it, so far out of 10. Initially, right now, if I had to rate it right now, I'm going to definitely go with the industry standard to give it a 9. It is that good. It's improved on its predecessors. It's telling a great story. A great heart-telling story, well, that is fitting of the Spider-Man legacy, and I'm totally down with it so far. I'm loving everything that I'm playing. I don't have very many disappointments. Now, that score might be going down if there's a Mary Jane mission in there. I will count off for a Mary Jane mission, but other than that, I'm gonna go solid 9 impression-wise.
Well, cool. I mean, I'm liking it too. Tonyo sounds like he's liking it. And I'm sure, Jermaine, if you ever get it, I'm sure you'll like it too. We'll definitely, like, try to avoid spoilers whenever we do give our final review on it. But moving on, and I guess talking about another sequel, like, I'm gonna hand this off to Nando, because he knows more about this game. He's hyped us up this game, and he has held off on buying Spider-Man 2 because he is waiting for this game right here. And that game is, and I hope I'm saying it right, Alan Wick 2?
Wake.
There we go. My bad. Go ahead, Nando. Tell us about it.
Well, it's not out yet. As of the publishing of this episode, it will be. It comes out tonight. Haven't played it yet, of course. But I did play the first game. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Played on both the PS5 and the and PC. And I just love the storytelling that Remedy can do in these kinds of games. Like, that's their primary focus, is story. And considering this is almost 20 years in the making, like, it's a highly anticipated game for me to play.
Wow, 20 years. Wow. I didn't know it was that long in between games.
Yeah. I think we're at 15 years right now.
Yeah. It's like, I believe it started out, didn't the first game originate on Xbox originally, if I'm not mistaken?
Yep.
Yeah, and they just did the remaster, what, last year, I believe it was?
I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah. Now, what's cool about that was interesting about this game is that if you are going out to try to find a physical release of this game, I'll tell you right now, you're not going to find it. This is going to be a digital release only. Just I'm letting you guys know that right now. If you are interested in this game when Jose tells you about it, you are only going to find it on digital storefronts only.
There you okay. go.
Full price?
60. Like, that's the retail price with this game. It is cheaper than, I guess, other newer games that are 70. Yeah. This one's 60.
Yeah. So I was like, that's not bad.
Okay, so what is it? A survival horror game?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, can you give us like a quick, I guess, rundown or summary of what the game's about? Or at least the first one?
Well, basically, you play as Alan Wake, of course. Like, that's the title character is Alan Wake. And you play as a writer who's in a downward spiral because he can't write his next book. And so he goes to this far away to this other place that this cabin him and his wife go to just to get some fresh air and try to like write his next novel. When suddenly like his wife goes missing and the whole adventure is you trying to find where she went while also dealing with, I guess, a darkness that's going around the town of, I forget what that town's called, but the town that it's taking place in.
Okay.
It's a supernatural horror, I guess. It's not really scary, but there are horror elements to it. It's kind of like a Stephen King kind of adventure.
Okay.
I've seen you play some of it when you streamed it before. It looks really good. I actually have the game myself, and from what I've played of it, I wouldn't say it's survival horror. It's there's definitely some action moments in there. Some of the creatures are really kind of creepy looking, which are really fun. If I remember correctly, it uses a flashlight mechanic, right?
Yep, like that's how you weaken the darkness is with the flashlight, and you do have batteries as well to keep track of.
And it's what like got a me... really adult of Luigi's Mansion.
What got me even more excited was this other game, Control, that Remedy also made that I platinumed twice. Had a DLC called. With that featured Alan Wake in it, so connecting these two games together into like they take place in the same universe now. And so of course like that game got everybody all hyped up for like another Alan Wake game, and then a few years went by, still nothing, and then just all of a sudden like they just threw out a trailer out there and said, yeah, it's coming.
I meant to ask, the DLC that was in Control, that is actual canon, right?
Yeah, the whole game is canon to Alan Wake, and Alan Wake is mentioned several times in the game.
Okay, cool.
And I guess like, why is Alan Wake 2? I guess what's the story for this one? Is he still chasing his wife or trying to find her?
Well, that's the problem. I can't talk about it without spoiling the first game.
Okay. So now I see why it is an anticipated sequel now. Okay. Yeah. All right, okay.
That's why I'm ambiguous and like really choosing my word correctly without spoiling it for you.
All right. Well, cool. And when does this game come out?
Tonight. So it'll
tonight?
Be out.
Okay.
Pretty much when this episode published, it'll be out that day. So Friday. Today, I guess.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Nice.
Right now. So if you like what you've heard so far, you're intrigued. Go to Steam, go to Xbox, PlayStation, whatever storefront you are able to buy the game on, buy it. Yeah. Yep. And just and if you do, stop by the Unspent Gamers Facebook page and let us know if you bought Alan Wake.
I did. I already got it pre-ordered. It's ready to go.
Jose.
And I'm watching the review on it right now as you guys were talking on it. And I'm about 3 minutes into this review, and man, it looks good. Like, it's on the thriller side, I'm gonna say. You know, it's not scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's more on the thriller side and stuff. And I see what Nando means about, you know, keeping the flashlight and stuff. And, I mean, I saw shit, man, I might just buy this one.
Nice.
Yeah, because, so far every game I've played that Nando's recommended to me, I've been stuck on till I finish it. I think the last one was it Ghostwire Tokyo? And I mean, I think I did like 85% of that before I finished the game. So,
yeah. Yeah. I know like, you,
Yeah, it's good, man. I mean, this review alone is making it look really good.
Well, they have 15 years to write it, so hopefully it's going to be great, which I'm sure it will be with Remedy. Like, they've been making great games ever since.
Is it next gen only?
I want to say it is. I think they built it from the ground up to be next gen.
Yeah, the graphics look great.
Yeah, it's next gen only.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, too. I just looked it up.
Yeah, if you were lucky enough, I think it was this year, actually, in March. It was Alan Wake Remastered was free to PlayStation Plus subscribers. So if y'all picked it up, y'all can play it. If not, like Rico, I'm pretty sure you didn't get it.
I didn't get it. But hey, look, I have you, and you can tell me all about it, okay? I already have a huge backlog of video games I still want to play and movies that I want to watch, too, as well.
And TV shows.
And TV shows. And books, because I do like to read. Books are cool. Yes, I'm a nerd. Yes.
Nerd.
Audiobooks.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I can do audiobooks, but I like listening to documentaries and the Mother podcast as well, along with ours, Unsung Gamers. Check it out, everybody, Spotify. Also, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to everybody out there listening to us. I've seen our numbers, and especially folks on Spotify who have been listening. I really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. I really do. Thank you. And then I guess, is that it for Alan Wake? Because if so, we can move on to the next topic.
Yeah, without giving major spoilers to the game, it's one you should I definitely recommend playing. It has a very strong story to it.
I do expect that in the next episode, you can hopefully give us a little bit, more of your take on the game once you start playing it, right? This weekend, most likely?
Yeah, I'm going to try it Sunday.
Okay, cool. All right, speaking about takes, I have Butter Biscuits. You're going to give us a quick take on Super Mario Wonder.
Yes, another game that came out this week with Spider-Man 2, which like dominated the weekend charts with Spider-Man 2, was Super Mario Wonder. This is the first game, well, this first 2D game in the series since I think Super Mario Deluxe U, I think it was. This game is really awesome. It's a huge return to form if you love the 2D Mario experience. You, of course, get your ability to play as, of course, Mario, Luigi, Toad, Princess Peach, I think Daisy as well, Nabbit, the Yoshis. It's pretty much, there's a lot of people that you can play as in the game. What was really kind of different this time around is you're in another kingdom now, and the big gimmick is these wonder seeds, which dramatically change the stage into like these like weird effects, and you use the effects to find these wonder seeds, and the gameplay is really, really cool. There's a new power that turns you into an elephant, which you can use to spray water on things. There's like secrets everywhere. It's a very whimsical experience. It's definitely laid back. I'm really enjoying it. I gotta say, from what I've played so far, I'm like three levels in, I think. And I gotta say, it's where Mario 3 was like my favorite one. I think this one finally surpassed it as far as my favorite Mario game. In the 2D aspect, and for me, that's a lot to do, because even Mario Brothers 3 even still kind of tops Mario World, and I love Mario World, but this one is just by far just overall fun. Of course, just like because it's on the Switch, up to four players can play on the same console. So
always good.
So it's definitely a fun family game. There are certain areas where you can go online and actually team up with other people to finish a course, but I will admit there are certain courses that have, and what's cool about this one has difficulty levels. There are certain levels that have a really high difficulty, and it shows. Like, you have to get all the items in the course, like these little coins where you get all three coins. Of course, you get like a one up or something like that, and then you have to find the wonder seeds everywhere. You really have to kind of watch the environment to see how things change or where things are hidden. You really had to kind of, like, I've had to go back to a stage like two or three times to figure out where everything was, because I missed something. I'm like, where is it? and sometimes and where it's hidden at, and you're like, oh, I feel stupid. So, but no, the game is incredibly fun, very whimsical. I definitely recommend it for a family adventure, especially with Thanksgiving coming up next month. I definitely recommend it as something for families. I give it a solid 8 out of 10.
Nice. Awesome. It sounds like you beat the game already. Did you beat it, or are you still in it?
I have not beat the game yet, but like I said, I'm like 3 or 4 stages in. I can't put the damn game down. It's probably why I haven't got that far in Spider-Man 2, because I get caught up like, oh my God, okay, one more level here. That was fun, one more level.
Yeah, it looks like different characters have different powers that they can use in the
levels. Yeah, and what's cool is the character that everybody can play as. Nabbit is there, I think, for like the younger kid in your family, where you know he can't really get killed too far. I haven't played as Nabbit, but usually that's how they use him. But I think he's meant for like the younger kid in the house. But it's definitely a fun experience. I definitely recommend it. You can get it for, of course, like the traditional $60 game, just like it's priced just like Alan Wake, $60. But that's when you can get on at your regular stores or as a digital download for the eShop. So yeah, go get it. It's fun.
Switch up to 4 players.
Nice. Yeah, and I can definitely see that being a very family fun event to have, because I guess speaking of Switch, we do like having our family game night with Mario Kart and Mario Party. So yeah, I definitely can see that.
Yeah, definitely add it in your collection of a family experience games. In fact, I think that's something we're going to probably do next month is kind of provide you guys with a list of a good family experience games that'll make your Thanksgiving experience a little bit better. But right now, I think we should move on to our next topic. What do you think, Rico?
I think you're right. And speaking of family experiences, another great experience coming up next week is the great and very popular, and if not, probably getting up there in the top 3 holidays of the year, and that is Halloween. I guess really, really quick, you know, with Halloween coming up, I know there's a history of it. And I think, Jermaine, did you happen to have some, I guess, say on that topic about Halloween?
It depends on what the history you're looking at, because, I mean, it's there's different things of it, but the main one, it's a Celtic holiday. So, no, it's a pagan holiday, basically. Like, at the end of the year, they would give thanks, so they dress up, and they also believe that around this time of the year, you know, ghosts and spirits would walk the land, which is why they would dress up in scary costumes, so they wouldn't get confused as or taken as a spirit and get tortured or, you know, dismissed with by evil spirits.
Yeah. From what I heard from it, they got dressed up to confuse the spirits, to kind of keep them away, kind of thing. Yeah, and then they had barn fires and everything, and it was like a big festival type of thing they used to have back in the day.
Yeah, it was for giving thanks for the harvest that's coming in.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, and where did candy come from? Where did that start happening? Treats or something like that.
I can't remember exactly that one, but. It was like way later on. I think by that time, like Christianity had already like made its way into it, or it might have been right before it did that.
Yeah. So I guess with that didn't happen until like way later. Like I think in the 19th century. So this came around. I guess it's European type of or Norwegian, I think, area, and then it slowly. I think originated, or at least that came over here to America. The Irish people brought it over here, and when they brought it over, they brought the, you know, their culture. And but you know they couldn't, you know, dress up like ghosts and have huge barn fires. So what they did instead was that they would still dress up, but they would, instead of having huge barn fires, they would carve jack-o'-lanterns and put candles in them, and that's what. There was a small version of their barn fires, and that's how jack-o'-lanterns started. And as far as the candy, it's kind of like, you know, if you're from Mexico, if you visited Mexico during the Christmas holidays, kind of like the posadas. So what they did Here is like during Halloween, which it used to be called All Hallows Eve, and then slowly transitioned to Halloween. They would go to people's houses and they would pray for the people that they lost, and then in return they would get sweets. You know, and at this time it was like cake, cookies, and stuff, and you know that slowly transitioned into, you know, people wearing the costumes and people trick or treating. And that's how we got to what we now know as Halloween. That's kind of a quick history to take on that. But that's kind of how I guess Halloween originated.
I actually found some more data on the whole candy thing, which is actually pretty interesting. According to National Geographic, candy made its appearance in the early in the like mid 1800s. Started out as taffy. It was that of course kids would come around and grab taffy, and that was your first original candies. And it wasn't until like the 1920s and 30s when it actually became like the individual wrap stuff, where you had like, you know, it really kicked off in the 50s with the with like the big candy companies and everything, like, you know, pulling out like the Hershey bars and stuff like that. So it's been around for a long time. So yeah, it's really steeped in multiple traditions. So yeah, the candy aspect of Halloween has been around since the early 1800s, maybe even a little earlier than that. But that's just what I found from National Geographic.
Yeah, I mean, if companies can make money off of a holiday, I mean, they're all about it. Oh yeah, let's adopt it. Let's take it in. Yeah, because I think Halloween Halloween is one of the, I guess, top grossing like money that businesses make from costumes, candy, decorations, like all kinds of stuff.
Well, hell, you go to like any store, like I went to Sam's. They had it was like this big ass pack of like Hershey's, Reese's, and something else for like $30. It was like 40 bars. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, and like, I mean, as y'all know, I just moved to a new neighborhood, and over here in this neighborhood, man, they take Halloween serious over here. If y'all ever come visit my neighborhood, I mean, we got cemeteries, we got people hanging off the trees, we got Jeepers Creepers, like the actual physical, you know, life size Jeepers Creepers like on a scarecrow cross in the front yard. Wow. We got witches. In the front, we have like the girl from The Ring swinging on a tree over here. I was like, damn, man, they take Halloween. I mean, it looks like,
I love that.
Like how people would decorate their house for Christmas. Like over here, it's like how they decorate. Like, it's all Halloween, and you know,
that's awesome.
And you know, us being here, like this is our first year here. I'm kind of, I guess, want to see what Christmas is gonna look like. If this is what they did for Halloween, I kind of want to see what they do for Christmas. And you know, I mean, we just moved in here, like now I kind of know next year I need to up my game, because I thought carving my jack-o'-lantern was good enough.
I'm in the same boat you are. Say this is our first Halloween here in Colorado, and we've already put ourselves on the app to where trick-or-treaters know to come by. And apparently, from what I've heard from my sister-in-law, we're going to get hit by some major, major, major trick-or-treaters. Doesn't matter if it's cold. We're supposed to get our first like snow front this weekend.
Whoa!
It don't even matter. It's like these kids are coming to get candy. I like respect.
Yeah, hell yeah!
Like we bought like three big ass things of candy, and we signed up for this app. Forgot what it's called, but what's cool is if you sign up for it, you put your order in before 3 o'clock on Halloween. The Mars company will actually swing by your house and drop off more candy for you for free.
Nice. Oh wow!
So you'll be giving out more of their candy for free. And all it is just free advertising. They just write that shit off. You know that's what they do. We just gave away like 300,000 pounds of M&Ms. You know what? We're writing that stuff as a tax deductible.
Oh yeah.
Hey, you know what? Thanks for that reminder. I need to go get some candy too. Cause like our neighbors were telling us like they get like at least a couple of, not a couple, but at least 100 kids that come to this neighborhood. So I'm awesome. Like, damn. So
turn off your light.
I need to, no, man, I'm not going to do that. I want to well, cause, well, for me, I enjoy Halloween. So and it's, and on that topic, I enjoy dressing up too. Yes, I'm an adult and I like to dress up for Halloween too. I was actually talking about that at my job, and like I actually was able to convince, you know, our department to do it. So we're actually going to be dressing up as the Minions this year. So we got that going. You know, of course, I have some other costumes too. I have my Kylo Ren costume, my Scorpion costume. So I have my pick. So I'm looking forward to the Halloween. But yeah, next year I'm at the, like, I want to make my house, like, the front yard look like a, I don't know, like almost like a haunted house kind of thing. Like, cause now that I know that I have my neighbors that love Halloween too, and they're really into it. I mean, that makes me want to, like, you know, contribute too.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing next year. I'm going to be planning out my next my concert for next year. Wasn't going to do anything for this year, but I was like, you know what? It's fine. We're actually going to have trick-or-treaters. I'm actually going to be giving out candy. I'm going to be happy about just doing that.
Man, I've tried giving out candy for the last 3 years, and nobody ever comes by.
Oh, man. Yeah, it sucks. You know, well, I guess what I did, and I didn't know this was a thing until I moved here to you know, the big city. Like my friends, like, this is like when I first moved here. Like, my friends, like, they would go to someone's house. Like, if their neighborhood, they didn't do trick or treating that or wasn't that big in their neighborhood, they'll go to a friend's neighborhood and they'll basically, like, you know, with their truck, kind of almost like tailgating, have candy out there, drink beer, and just hand candy off, or hand candy off and they'll scare the kids as they come by.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man, that's pretty cool.
Just like a werewolf hiding around the corner as soon as they get their candy, walk away.
What do you mean? I know you said you have trouble getting people to come by. What a lot of people are doing now, because of, you know, just for safety reasons, a lot of things you can do is you can register on, like, your neighborhood apps and some of that. I forgot what the big one. I think it is called the neighborhood app. That if you register your house as a place, as a safe place for people to come get candy from, parents will look at those apps and be like, okay, we can go to this house next. That's what a lot of trick or treaters are moving to. It's not like how it used to be where you just go down a block and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
But now a lot of it is all restricted to apps now, just for safety reasons and stuff like that. But a lot of these apps also, for people that have allergens, you can identify your house as like an allergy free house. Like if you have, like, you know, like non nut allergy related candy or some of that, that you can identify as those type of houses. So those people with allergies can go to that house. So it's a pretty cool and safe, nice little way of doing things. But yeah, if you're having trouble, you want to get trick-or-treaters, I'd suggest looking into your neighborhood apps to register.
No, that's not bad. I thought about doing one of those, what is it, a trunk-or-treat or whatever.
Oh my God, I want to do one of those.
But I like Frederico's idea better, man. Like, go to somebody's house and then register it and just do that instead. Like, give out candy and scare the crap out of the kids.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Like, oh man, you know what? That reminds me of the story, Landry. I don't know if you were there. I think Nando, you were there, maybe Tonyo. But yeah, I remember. You know, but back, you know, when we were little, we remember we went to Ricardo's house and like he had like a whole haunted house thing, and he had the steam, and we were dressed up in like scary costumes, and we would scare the kids that came to his house.
That one. I heard about it, but I never got to make it to that one.
That was fun. That was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, because I remember like because he had like a fog machine, and so what I did was, like, I would basically, like, lay down to the ground with a fog machine that kind of covered me, and then we hear kids coming, we basically wait, and then once they got close to the door, they got candy, we'd jump up, be like, ah, whoa. Oh man, that was so cool.
Oh, awesome. We're definitely gonna have to make plans for next year, because I know it's already a little too late, but definitely next year we could all try to make a trip or something to send it to down to where Rico's at and do something.
Because
I know where you're at, there's three main attractions that I know of.
One is the
haunted Chinese cemetery, the railroad tracks, and then I think you pay a bus or something and it takes you to all these scary buildings and stuff.
So yes, then there's a railroad. So the urban legend is like if you go and park your vehicle on the railroad tracks, like where the tracks are like in between you, I guess your car. And you wait there. You go outside and you put powder on the back of your car or truck, and you go into
Oh,
your vehicle. You basically like sit there and you put it in neutral because it sits still. And then after a while, you'd feel the vehicle be almost like it's being pushed. And then like you're like, what's going on? And then like when you get out of the vehicle, you go look in the back of your vehicle and you see handprints on your vehicle because there's kids pushing your vehicle off the railroad tracks. It's an urban legend story, yeah. And then of
that's.
course we have an apparent, I think, two haunted hotels downtown too.
Oh man, but real quick on the railroad track one. So the story is there was a bus full of kids and it got stuck on the railroad tracks, and unfortunately there wasn't time for them to all get off, and it was struck by by a train, which unfortunately, if it's true, I haven't really looked too much into it. A lot of kids were killed, including the bus driver. So, that's where the little hands appear from, and they're trying to help you get out the way.
There it is. I think that's right. I think you're accurate on that. I think that's what the story is.
And Zach, I've heard of that urban legend too. Yeah, I was like, as soon as you started mentioning the powder, I was like, oh, I know exactly where you're going with this. Because I saw some people on TikTok try to do that exact same thing.
Did it work?
I want to say yes, but their phone was such like a potato, you couldn't really tell. The video call was all kind of like awful, so you really couldn't tell. But we're like, oh, look at that, it's amazing. Like, okay, I'll take your word for it.
So it did work.
Well, actually, that's already been busted. So, but tell you what, I won't give anything away, and I'll try to make the podcast after Halloween, and I'll tell y'all why it's already been busted. And if I
Okay,
can't,
that's
I'll send the info. If
awesome.
I can't make it because of work, I'll send Frederico all the information so he can tell
Okay,
y'all.
cool.
All
All right,
right, all
cool.
right.
Well, okay, then you're gonna
With
freaking
that.
like totally rip the mask off, like Scooby-Doo style. Got it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Old man
I
Jennings.
guess for this Halloween coming up, I kind of mentioned what I'm gonna dress up as and my costumes. I guess are y'all gonna dress up this Halloween? And if so, or you if you couldn't, but you could, what would you dress up as for Halloween this year?
Oh, I'll let you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. What I wanted to do, it's a character from the first Warzone. What's his name? Mace, I think. The guy that had all the
Oh,
little
yeah.
scars on his arms and stuff.
Yeah.
One of his skins that I liked was the gold one. He had like a real nice white and brown suit with some boots that had a little gold trim on them and a gold face mask. Yeah, that I actually like that costume, that skin. I thought that was a pretty that'd be a pretty cool suit to have, like as a costume.
Man, quit lying, Jermaine. Man, you be all my big ass swole ass dude.
Dye
your hair blonde.
Oh man, you know what? It's like if I had to be a character for My Hero Academia for Halloween, I'd be Fat Gum.
Oh,
Oh
you mean
yeah.
Gohan's voice? Right?
I love Fat Gum. He's awesome.
Right? Isn't that the guy that voices for Gohan too? The adult Gohan?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that guy's really good.
Now, see, if I was going to be someone from, I'd either go as a Ghostbuster with like the really cool proton pack that they have through Spirit now, the expensive ass freaking replica they have. Like, that makes me want to be a Ghostbuster, or I want to be Brick from the original Borderlands.
Okay. All right. And then Tonyo?
Yeah, let me do Back to the Future, my good man. Hey.
Who you be, Marty McFly?
Yeah, I like Marty McFly. He's always dressing cool.
Now you're gonna be Biff.
Oh, cool. You know, You know, I dressed up as him 1 year at work.
Oh yeah,
I was him and my friend. You know, all due respect, you know, but it's true though. He's old and he looks like him. You know, so he dressed up as Doc Brown, and I was Marty McFly.
Oh,
and,
I remember and that I
made
picture.
A cardboard. I made a cardboard a time machine, DeLorean.
Oh, that's cool. Oh yeah, and then yeah. I see that picture. Yeah, I can see Jermaine pulling that off.
I know. See Jermaine. Did you see that? Maybe you should go all my. And Ananda, who'd you go?
Oh, this year I'm like actually got me a Buzz Lightyear hoodie, so I'm Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Makedo's Woody.
But if you could pick one, who would you want to be?
He just said Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear, man.
No, he got the sweater and everything.
You didn't hear all that enthusiasm in his voice? You didn't hear Nando's enthusiasm when he said he was going to be with Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah.
I mean, he got the sweatshirt.
I heard the excitement. Yeah, I know. I heard it. But if you had to pick, what would you be?
That's a hard choice. There's a lot to choose from.
I know there is, yeah, but just one, because hey, there's a bunch of Halloweens coming up, but for this Halloween right now, what's the first thing comes to mind?
Day to day.
Leon S. Kennedy.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, that would be the easiest I can do, because I already have the jacket.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Didn't you dress up as him one time in the past?
No.
I guess you just look like him then.
Yeah, well, when I had longer hair, yeah.
Well, with I guess, and not blonde hair, yeah.
What about you, Rico?
Oh, well, I mean, I mentioned I was going to dress up as Minions this year, or at least one of them, one of the Minions this year. So that's what I'm going to be this year. I mean, but if I had a choice to pick one, I think I'd want to be, and again, I have to have the physique, but Inosuke. Like I want to dress up as Inosuke from Demon Slayer.
Oh yeah, I guess you would have to be super ripped because that dude is.
Yeah, that's why I said I have to have the build, but I'd be Inosuke. If not, I'd be like Fat Inosuke.
fat dark Inosuke.
Yeah.
I think I could probably pull off Spider-Man or Miles, right? Right now, I probably could do Miles.
Yeah, you know what? You could. Yeah, I guess so. Cause you're.
No. Probably. The Spider-Man.
Miles.
From the future. With the gut.
No, you have to.
You have to be Miles.
No. That's me, man. That's me.
Miles. No, oh, yeah. I could be Miles. You be Spider-Man.
There we go. Yeah, I guess I could be the old Miles. Yeah, man, follow me. I'll show you everything. With you know, first, eat this bagel. You know,
I'll hang upside down and drink my coffee.
Yeah.
Man, that's risky.
Hot coffee. Whoa.
That's what practice is all about.
I mean, but that's just why I like dressing up. And even whenever there's a convention, like you know, if I can, if I have the opportunity, I'll dress up too for cosplay. So I mean, I enjoy it. It's fun. I guess it reminds me of being a kid again, even though I'm like way older. I'm like 40 basically now. But still, it's fun to still dress up and just, you know, forget, you know, adult stuff and just kind of enjoy the moment and, you know, your imagination land kind of feel.
Yeah, you're true, man. It's still being able to have fun with something, especially if you have kids, man. Because I still, to this day, I remember Lil Jermaine's first ever costume was the best superhero ever, Superman.
Nice. You can never forget those. Yeah, the same thing with my kids. And I'm waiting for them to get a little bit older. And then I do want to have one Halloween where I dress up as from Bioshock, be a Big Daddy, and they be the little sisters. And, you know, me just walk around with them while we trick-or-treating. I think that'd be cool.
That sounds dope right there. Ain't gonna lie. You know, one that I've tried, like, oh man, how long? It's been some years, but I had a buddy. I don't talk to him anymore. He had three daughters, and I tried, it's gonna sound weird, but I tried to borrow his daughters because I wanted to dress them up as the Powerpuff Girls, and I wanted to be the professor.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, work got in the way, so I wasn't even able to do that. But I still want to do that. I still want to have dress up as the professor. But, like, somebody would let me borrow their daughters. Not in the weird way, fuckers. But, like, just so I can do that. Yeah. It sounds...
Yeah.
It's something I just been wanting to do.
That is super cool, and you know what, Jermaine? Idea stolen. I'm gonna take that, and
he's gonna do it now.
You know, I'm gonna try. Well,
God dang it! Now I gotta get a wig.
Wasn't there
a Powerpuff Girl that was a dude though? Like they dressed up.
Yeah, it was the three guys that robbed the bank. They dressed up as the Powerpuff Girls.
I remember an image of like a hairy leg, big swole leg Powerpuff Girl.
And the citizens still thought that was the real Powerpuff Girls.
Why are they stealing for the bank?
Yeah, the mayor. The mayor.
Yeah, there it is. Oh man, yeah, man. I don't know. I like I said, I enjoy dressing up. It's fun. Especially just a quick story. Going to a convention and like the last one I went to was with my friends. We're dressed up as like Star Wars characters with the helmets, but we wore suits underneath. And because I saw in the picture, I thought that was really cool. And so when we went to the convention, it's super cool because again, you run into other people who are dressed up as Star Wars characters, and it's almost like I get you, you get me, and like we just interact and act out certain parts. Like I was Kylo Ren, and I kind of like move my hand to kind of move him over, and they all played with it, and they all moved over to the left side. And you know that I thought that was super cool. Like without saying anything, they kind of already knew like the play along with it. So I mean, I don't know. It's just super cool, especially when you come across other people who I guess get you, I guess, or understand. Oh yeah, you know, we're just here having a good time, you know.
Nice. Oh, but I will say the dopest costumes though are the Transformers, where they transform into a car and they drive around. Right,
I've seen that before.
Right? Yeah,
yeah,
I've seen one.
Yeah, those are dope.
I was like, how do you do that? I know it's wheels and stuff like, and but I mean, how do you not like fall apart? Because you would think I don't know. It's cool how it all connects, and you're like, oh, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, some of them are really good. Right, they're like really good at driving it, even when they do transform. Like, how do you see though?
Yeah, but before you transform, you gotta go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know. When I saw it, actually does that. Like when it transforms, it does that whole robot sound. That you know, it said that whole Transformers sound before it turns into Bumblebee. I was like, oh, nice.
How does it go?
What sound? Yeah, how does it go? Yeah.
There you go.
Go ahead, James. Go ahead, James.
It's the best I can do it.
Battery died.
Was that it? I've seen those, and I actually have a friend who made a Transformer costume for her son.
Right.
And I mean, it didn't drive, but he could walk around, and then he can transform into a car and then come back up. I thought that was super cool. I was like, wow, that's what it would make me one, adult size.
It's like speaking of like cosplay and stuff like that I'd love to see is like Halloween stuff. I've seen some pretty cool stuff. Like there's this group that I follow on TikTok. They dress up as like the 1989 like movie turtles. Like they replicated the whole costume. It's like they get invited out to like all these all these different parties. Like they got invited out to like some kid's birthday party. They just showed up, just randomly. And they're like, oh my God. Like all the kids just randomly started hugging the turtle. It was awesome.
Hell yeah. Go ninja, go ninja, go.
They did it. They brought out a big ass boombox and started playing it.
Hey.
I was like, man, you guys are way too into that costume.
No, that's dedication right there.
Especially to carry around that boombox. Damn.
I'm sweating thinking about it.
Like I said, I mean, Halloween's super fun and awesome. And, you know, it's coming up, so hopefully, you know, y'all all can enjoy it, whether you're dressed up or you're handing out candy, or maybe you don't do nothing. Maybe you just want to sit down and enjoy a scary movie. I don't know. Whatever you do, you know, just enjoy Halloween. And then with that said, I think we should go ahead and close this episode because it is about an hour long now. Oh, sorry, Nando.
Yeah, thanks.
But I guess before we go, I guess, do y'all have anything? I guess real quick, do y'all want to bring up anything or before we go?
Yeah, safety. Everybody check your candy after your kids get it before they eat it because people are stupid.
Yes, well,
there you go.
I'm going to say the same thing around that. Just be safe. Watch your neighborhoods. If the light's on, knock on it. Just be safe. But the light's not on, don't even go toward it. Don't bother them.
Yeah, it's my house. Leave me alone.
Check your neighborhood app and all those other apps that are associated with your neighborhoods to find out the best locations to go trick-or-treating. And overall, just have fun. Yeah, and like you said, check your candies.
Awesome. Then I guess, I just want to say, you know, thank you all for tuning in, checking us out. And again, and also, if you're listening, you know, contact us on untongamers.com. You know, reach out to us because I would love to send you a couple of stickers and, you know, some prizes or something there because, like, I just want to show my appreciation to y'all. So, you know, check us out on untongamers.com. Contact us through there. Also, check out our social media. Follow us on everything. And I guess with that, I'm going to pass it on to Jermaine.
I don't really got much. Like y'all said, be safe. Look both ways before you cross the street. Of course, stay away from houses that don't have a light on. Houses that are abandoned. Don't do that dumb shit. And have fun and enjoy your time.
Awesome. And Tonyo?
Yep, everybody be safe. Have a happy Halloween, you know. After this, freaking Thanksgiving's all over the place, so enjoy, absorb it as it's here.
There you go, and Nando.
Yeah, just going to be streaming some Alan Wake. And yeah, everybody be safe out there. And as always, Divine System is Alawa.
There you go. I was just waiting for that one. All right, cool. All right, everybody. Well, again, thank you for joining in, and happy Halloween to all of you out there. And before we go, as always, we are the Unsung Gamers, saving the world one game at a time. Bye.